Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The staggering, astonishing level of the theft by the Somali community in Minnesota, Lee.
Yeah.
You're just trying to wrap your mind around this so you can explain it to people. We know they stole $1 billion. We're pretty sure it was at least $2 billion, maybe as high as $6 billion. Tim Walz's government, remember, he is the Democrat who ran as the vice president for Kamala Harris, is refusing to turn over state records that the feds want for this investigation. Headline from City Journal, a conservative publication, investigative publication out of New York City. The largest funder of Al-Shabaab, that's an Al-Qaeda outfit, in Somalia, is the Minnesota taxpayer. Okay. When the New York Times writes, that state agencies under Tim Walz were, quote, tolerating, if not tacitly allowing, the fraud, unquote. We're done here. Both sides are in agreement on this. Let me read you the whole paragraph. Mr. Pacquia, who also represented other defendants in the fraud cases, said that some involved, the criminals, became convinced that state agencies were tolerating, if not tacitly allowing, the fraud. No one was doing anything about the red flags, he said. Again, this is New York Times. It was like someone was stealing the money from the cookie jar and they kept refilling it. Why is that? Well, City Journal explains, if you're a Democrat, you cannot win Minnesota unless you win Minneapolis. And you cannot win Minneapolis without the strong support and enthusiastic turnout of the Somali community. So they just knew what was going on. Whistleblowers had gone to Tim Walz, had gone to other Democrat officials. They just turned their back. Or if you want to go with the New York Times version, it was like someone was stealing from the cookie jar and they just kept refilling it. Even the fraudsters were convinced state agencies were tolerated, if not tacitly allowing it. In fact, this guy who was an attorney for some of them, they're using that as a defense. Look, they let us do it. They were fine with it. They were good. It's shocking. So we're talking about up to $6 billion. And look, when you look at this, okay, the numbers on their face should have tripped all kinds of fraud warnings at the federal level under Biden. They probably, well, maybe they didn't. I don't know. Let me tell you why. The numbers are astonishing, but completely stupid. Let me give you an idea. Minnesota's federally funded autism program for children, right? It jumps from less than $50 million in 2019 to $400 million by 2023. I'm sorry, autism, the rates have gone up, but not that fast.
Yeah.
But what did Doge tell us? Federal fraud controls are almost non-existent. And that's why you get this. So they lied. They said they had provided tens of thousands of meals to hungry children during COVID. Didn't happen. They were helping all kinds of autistic families. Okay, when you dig into this, you can see what is going on here. This line. They needed families for the enrollment, families willing to claim, yeah, my kid's autistic. And then they'd get you a fake diagnosis, you know, so you don't have to pay for that. These kickback payments, monthly payments to parents, range from $400 to $15 per month per child. So these are cash payments.
Yeah.
So let me break down what's going on here, because our side is just not understanding it, not fully the shape and scope of it. What is happening is that the Democrats' goal of destroying America from within, and most especially destroying our economy so that people will become desperate, more dependent on government, has collided with their voter drive. And so when you bring in 12 million people in 4 years while decimating the job market, the economy, and causing grotesque inflation because you are looting the government, literally, in cases like this. This is looting is what they're doing. They're stealing from the taxpayer. The Democrats are absolutely complicit in it. When you bring in all of those people from Somalia, by the way, 130,000 last year, because I don't know why. When you bring in all those people, you're not creating any jobs. I mean, a good month is now 130,000 new jobs. You got to feed them. And that requires massive fraud if you bring in 12 million in 4 years, especially if you've deliberately destroyed the economy like the Democrats did. This is what they're bumping up against. Fraud is their only option. It's, folks, Minnesota is just the one that's risen to the surface. This is all over the country.
Yes.
And that's the thing. And I want to play this for you again, okay? Because I've been making a big deal out of this for the last 2 weeks. Elon Musk goes on Joe Rogan. And he does this segment you should listen to. It's all over X. But and I can't play the whole 8 minute part of it. But he explains, listen, these Democrat states run on fraud. And without the fraud, they would collapse. They have multi-billion dollar shortfalls because they're taking care of all these future voters. There's no jobs for them. And so they're literally going in, grabbing cash and handing it out. So you just heard about Minnesota, where Democrats are absolutely complicit in the fraud, according to the New York Times, because they're afraid they'll lose votes if they don't, right? Plus, they want to keep them here. Okay, listen to Elon Musk again. This is California. Same damn thing is going on.
They were also giving out like debit cards with $10,000. So it's not just about medical care. The Democrats mention the medical care because they're trying to prey on people's empathy as much as possible. And then they imagine, oh, wow, somebody has a desperately needed medical procedure. And shouldn't we maybe do, you know, take care of them in that regard? But what they do is they divert the Medicaid funds and turn it into a slush fund for the states that goes well beyond emergency medical care.
And
New York and California would be bankrupt without the massive fraudulent federal payments that go to those states to pay for illegals, to create a massive financial incentive for illegals.
That's identical, Medicaid funds. They're giving them out on Visa cards.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Largely untraceable once you transfer it into the. So anyway, this is going now. The good news, just easy to get frustrated. We know now. We were being robbed blind. You know, I'm always saying, like, we've doubled the amount of money we spent since COVID. We do every year. We haven't decreased it one iota, right? And remember when we were printing checks to pay people to stay home?
Oh, yeah.
We still pay that same money every year. We didn't cut that. We just paid again and again. We print it again and again. Where the heck is it going? I think you got your answer. Yeah. $6 billion in Minnesota alone, and we're still trying to find it. Now, you want to know the scope of the fraud, okay? I just gave you some numbers. 130,000 Somalians dumped there just last year that we let in to Minnesota and the entire country. Just last year's haul was just 130,000 Somalians. Okay, listen to this. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Joseph Edlow. So USCIS is who lets these people in, right? Provides the visas, approves them, does all of this stuff. Okay. Trump's U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Joseph Edlow has revealed widespread immigration fraud, i.e., I guess, marrying your brother. Think Ilhan Omar, the congressmember, right? Has revealed widespread immigration fraud among nearly half of all Somali immigrants in Minneapolis. Half! Involving forged documents, fake marriages, missing employees, people reporting they work places that don't exist, non-existent businesses profiting off of taxpayer-funded incentives, visas for people working at businesses that don't exist. Half the Somali immigrant population in Minneapolis. Half. Remember, I've been telling you, USCIS does not have fraud controls. It's our whole entire immigration system, Lee, is an honor system, and that's obviously a disaster.
There is no honor among thieves.
Trump has his work cut out for him. Now, the good news is we're not finding this out in the last 9 months of the Trump administration. We're finding it out in the first 9 months. We've got a shot here. It's going to take fighting like hell to do this. But that's why the Democrats are in the streets. They're desperate. They know these people cannot support themselves. There are not enough jobs. They know they will leave. And by the way, they're so uppity. Did you see this? They filed a racism lawsuit in retaliation for this.
Please.
Yeah, against the state. But here's the funny part about it. And this is the part that Trump pointed out this morning in a press release from the White House. This is really important. Do you realize this? This is so staggering. Do you realize 100% of the prosecutions here, the $1 billion we found, right? Federal. No state. None. They knew about it. They refused to release the records. And the state did nothing. In other words, you leave Democrats in charge. This is all federal money. They will sit by and watch their immigrant and illegal immigrant voters rob American taxpayers blind. Not only will they do nothing, they'll go after whistleblowers. But the good news is we know now. The scales are being stripped from our eyes. You know what this is? We got to put controls in at the federal level. That's where they have to go at the top. We have got to end state signups for these programs. Totally end them. Signups got to be through federal portals. DOGE is still active. They need to build in standard corporate fraud controls that they have, you know, everywhere. Bank of America, Visa. These aren't hard things to do, by the way, if you're not completely corrupt.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.